So how are you today?
I've had better days.
You had better days.
I went back in the emergency room again Tuesday.
At a time when many Texas doctors will not accept Medicaid patients because the reimbursement rate is so low, Dr. Bob Duell treats them.
Doctors, believe it or not, can take blood pressures.
One-fourth of his patients, mostly children and pregnant women, are covered by Medicaid.
That's not too bad now.
Medicaid isn't currently available to most other adults in Texas, but that could change if the state reverses course and joins the federal program that allows more lower-income people to sign up. Adults and children in a family of three with income of about $25,000 a year would qualify.
I don't think we should expand Medicaid. The federal government is $16 trillion plus in debt, so they can't afford it. We can't afford it.
Dr. Bob Duell is also Republican State Senator Duell. He recites a long list of reasons he thinks Governor Perry made the right choice. First of all, Duell thinks greater access to Medicaid would create chaos for those with private insurance.
You have smaller pools for the rest of the folks who aren't eligible for Medicaid, and that will increase the insurance premiums and costs for everybody in the state.
Then there's the federal funding, the deal Perry rejected. In exchange for Texas spending just over $3 billion during the first 3 years, the federal government would give the state nearly $27 billion, nine times as much. The new money would buy health coverage for 1.5 million uninsured Texans. Duell, however, questions whether Washington will keep its promise to always pay at least 90% of what it would cost to insure the new patients. And he has a philosophical objection. Duell thinks making the Medicaid program bigger is wrong.
Is it the state's fault that we have 23-some percent people uninsured? I would submit no. If it is not the state's fault, then is it the state's responsibility to provide care to those people? And I would say also no. Many uninsured can afford insurance, and they just choose not to have it.
Senator Rodney Ellis, a Houston Democrat, disagrees.
I think government has an obligation to do its best to give as many people access to health care as humanly possible.
That's why Senator Ellis has filed a bill that calls for voters to decide whether Medicaid eligibility is expanded in Texas.
It's just hard for me to understand any scenario on God's green earth, on being able to justify denying health care to 1.5 million people in Texas because you think you can somehow defy the law that is in place. Instead of having members of the Texas House and the Senate and the governor wrangle and argue about what we should or should not do, let the voters of Texas decide it.
The voters in Senator Duell's community of Greenville don't agree on the issue either.
Well, I believe that we should not take the money.
At Landon's Winery, three friends nodded agreement as Price Bradshaw explained why Texas should let the federal government keep the money.
Think how hard it is to get in to see doctors today and think what it's going to be like in time to come. Another part of it is that I believe that the source of funding for this so-called Affordable Health Care Act is the taxpayers. We're going to be paying for it today, tomorrow, and the day after, as long as we're here.
But across the street at a used car lot turned flea market, vendors said greater access to Medicaid would be a lifeline to many working Texans.
We should do it. Absolutely.
Rick Francis works alongside Ann New, who says her self-employed sister needs the help.
She can't get coverage because she can't afford $400 or $500 a month. So she's fallen through the crack. And it upsets me that she's worked all of her life, and because she owns a business that doesn't have more than four employees, she doesn't have insurance. And so therefore she goes without.
Senator Duell says Texas can care for more of the uninsured without more Medicaid. He wants to increase Medicaid payments to doctors so they can afford to provide more charity care. And he thinks more churches could step up.
To me, it's not a government function as much as it should be a church function.
But Senator Ellis says Texas needs to bank on the big federal bucks. He doesn't believe charitable doctors or churches will make up for the $27 billion Texas would get from Washington. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.